This is the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board, and today is June the 5th, 2015. And the first thing we will do is take roll. And Adriana, you're our secretary.
Yes.
Would you please take roll?
Yes. Jose Luis Fuentes. Janet Carver.
Wait, hold on a second. I don't think Jose Luis Fuentes is on this committee.
Lydia, yes, he is, and Margie is not on this committee.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, because on my list I have it the opposite, on the spreadsheet that I had for the committee list that you sent me before, recently. It had Margie, and it did not have Jose Luis. And he was on, I know, last year, but I thought he did not sign on for this year.
Yes, we have it for
But he's not here to ask, so neither one are here, so it doesn't matter. I'll check on that from, I'll contact him over the weekend.
Janet Cobram?
Present.
Lydia Brazón?
Here.
Lydia Casnate? Here. Robert Mark? Janet Coleman?
Here, can you hear me?
Yes. Serene Robert?
Present.
Jean Brown?
Present.
Benito Diaz? I don't hear you, Benito. I know that you're here, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. I forgot. Present.
Thank you. Janice Lane Ewart?
Present.
Thank you. Madam Chair, we have 8 members. We have quorum.
Okay, thank you. Would anyone like to move to approve the agenda?
So move it.
So move.
Okay, would anyone like to amend it? I would like to add setting our next meeting date, if we can. Before we adjourn.
I propose to... No.
Any objection?
No.
Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda? Okay. So, the minutes approval, did everyone receive the minutes from Adriana?
Yes.
Would anyone like to move to approve the minutes?
Benito, I move to approve the minutes.
Okay, is there any objection to approving the minutes? Okay, the minutes are... Who is it? Okay, Serene.
I was at that meeting. I don't see my name here. Sorry, I didn't look at it before, Adriana.
Okay, so you're amending it to just to include yourself in attendance?
Yep.
Okay.
What?
Does anyone have any objections? Because I remember she was in the meeting. Does anybody have any objections to amending the minutes to reflect her attendance? Okay. So without objection, the minutes are approved. And so let's go on. That's the minutes. Okay, so...
I'm sorry. We have Serene in attendance there. I don't...
Oh, she is in attendance?
Well, you're right. I mean, I don't see... You're right. I mean, I have the absence, but I don't have... Yeah, I didn't add her. I'm sorry. Sorry, Serene. Thank you.
No problem.
That's right.
I see that you have my votes.
Yes.
Okay. So we approve the minutes as amended with Serene in attendance. Okay. So moving on. So my update is simply for those who may not have been present at the meeting, is that we had at the last meeting recommended the charge for this committee, which included at that time the evaluation of the CFO and the evaluation of the ED, And since then, the CFO resigned. So at the last TMB meeting, I believe, or it could have been the one before that, that it, we did pass a motion to add to our charge, instead of the CFO evaluation, the CFO search. So that is now officially in our hands in terms of the process, which this committee is pretty familiar with by now. Yeah. But nevertheless, so the most important thing for tonight is to review the job description. As I said, John Prophet couldn't join us. He had hoped to, but he's in flight to Houston. And but he did review the job description. He said it was fine. He had nothing to add to it. And but does anybody, did everybody receive the job description now?
No.
I resent it. You still don't have it?
No, I don't. Definitely don't.
Okay, let me send it to you.
Excuse me, Lydia?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. This is Jim. Can you send it to me also? I'm not at home, so but I can see it on my iPad.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Okay, so this job description was approved by the PMB in 2012. It's the one that we used before. It retains the language about the CFO, the CPA preferred, and what it lacked, and it created a situation. Was that it lacked a salary range, so I think that's important. But other than that, has everybody read it? Is everyone familiar with it? Would people like to have a minute to read it, should I read it?
That's fine.
I'm sorry, who's that?
But privilege, point of privilege, could everybody mute if they're not talking? Because there's background noise. Thank you.
Okay. If you're not speaking, if you can please mute. Okay. So does everyone have the job description, or is there a need for me to read it?
I don't have it.
Okay. If someone who has it, if they can send it to her, and I might as well read it for the sake of the stream as well. Okay, so the title is Chief Financial Officer. Status is regular full-time. Site is National Office Pacifica Radio. The usual medical, dental, life, disability upon completion of introductory status. Number one is position reports to the Chief Financial... What?
Yeah, that needs to be...
No. That needs to be changed right away. I didn't even see that. Okay. So we'll go back and change that, because we should use the language in the bylaws, reports to the Pacifica National Board, but renders financial reports to the executive director, which is, you know, mentioned later. Okay. The CFO reports direct, and then it says in the very first line, the CFO reports directly to the collective body. So I think just by deleting the chief financial officer, the next line automatically becomes that, is then correct. Okay, so I continue. CFO reports directly to the collective body of the Pacifica National Board, PMB, and to the executive director. The National Board will appoint, supervise, evaluate, and reappoint and discharge the CFO. He shall cause the funds of the foundation to be dispersed as he may be properly directed from time to time. The CFO shall render to the executive director and the board an account of all of his or her transactions as CFO and of the financial condition of the foundation whenever requested. the chief financial officer oversees the organization's financial goals, objectives, and budget. The investment of funds and management of associated risks, supervises cash management activities, directs financial operations, including payroll, internal controls, and auditing, and establishes and maintains the objectives and strategy for the finance department. She/he shall keep and maintain or cause to be kept and maintained adequate and correct books and records of accounts of the properties and business transactions of the foundation, including accounts of its assets, liabilities, receipts, disbursements, gains, losses, capital, and net assets. The chief financial officer shall cause to be deposited all monies and other valuables in the name and to the credit of the foundation with such depositories as may be designated by the board. She/he shall protect the assets of the organization and meet all standards of transparency and accounting principles as befits a nonprofit organization. Duties and responsibility. Direct the financial and accounting function and maintain responsibility for monthly and annual financial reporting, financial analysis, audit, banking, cash management, budgeting, and risk management. Ensure timeliness, accuracy, and usefulness of financial and management reporting for federal and state funders, foundations, and the PMB. Supervise the timely preparation and communication of monthly, annual, and any other financial statements. Prepare and monitor the annual budget financial projections for year-end forecasting and audit coordination, including preparation and collection of audit information, as well as function as the primary liaison to auditors. Collaborate with other members of the senior management team on financial and fundraising priorities. Number five is manage the organization's banking relationships and cash position. Six is administer the organization's investment portfolio, direct and supervise the organization's investment managers and advisors, manage and ensure training and development of national finance and accounting personnel, and coordinate the activities of finance personnel in the station offices in accordance with legal and U.S. generally accepted accounting requirements, assist with the hiring of local station business managers. I didn't know that was already embedded in there. Anyway, we've passed a motion that makes that more direct. Maintain official financial records and documents and ensure compliance with federal, state, and local regulations and reporting requirements such as annual information returns, payroll withholding, and reporting 990s, etc. Supervise all financial compliance and recognition for government, federal, state, and local contracts and private grants. Ensure proper management of all Pacifica assets, including real estate investment funds and SCAs, which are sidebands, in collaboration with the executive director and under the direction of the Pacifica National Board. Assure adequate control and accounting of all funds, including developing and maintaining sound financial practices and remaining up to date on nonprofit audit best practices, the state and federal law regarding nonprofit operations. And next is provide financial leadership, advice, and financial transparency and establish financial goals for the network, working with the executive director and national board of directors. Provide financial leadership, advice, and financial transparency and establish financial goals for the network, working with the executive director and national board of directors, experience in or with nonprofit organizations preferred. Minimum requirements, number one, 10 years of accounting and financial management experience, including financial analysis, reporting, not-for-profit compliance, and supervision of accounting staff, knowing GAAP protocols. Three is familiarity with FCC and CPB requirements, strongly preferred. Experience explaining financial position and reports to lay people and disseminating financial information with clear and readable narratives and visuals. Facility with Microsoft Dynamics GP and ability to analyze accounting systems and software and update where necessary. Experience with multi-unit budgeting and reporting, strongly preferred. Knowledge of the non-commercial broadcast sector, helpful. CPA, preferred. Excellent oral and written communication skills. Ability to meet deadlines under time pressure. And that would be it.
Can I be on the stack?
Yes, Janet.
I feel that for us to read that thing right now, unless every one of us is an advanced employment lawyer, is pretty complicated. Pretty complicated to understand legally every little nook and cranny of that very complicated assignment of duties to the CFO. And I do move that we postpone this until further study. Complex study. I would even move that we have an attorney look at this contract so that we can see whether or not this or that really is, copacetic with a nonprofit law.
Okay, just to respond to that, we're not writing, we didn't write this right now. This was written in 2000.
But this is a legally created motion, right?
No.
I mean, document. Document.
Well, it's our job description, of which we have many. But we've had a standing CFO job description for years that gets updated every time we post it. And for example, the only significant thing that was added last time, and all of these have been vetted by employment lawyers and also by Krigler and various other attorneys over the years, but is the and auditors as well, who have not had a problem with our job description is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we did add for the first time last time CPA preferred, and so that was the only real significant change in 2012 that I recall, and that's about it.
Okay.
Point of information?
I had a little point of information. Was that committee, just for historical purposes, was that personnel committee the one that laid out the steps for the search and we sort of inherited the hiring of the results of that search? Am I correct?
Yeah, that was Alex Steinberg was the chair,
and our board, I think it was 2013, inherited that from you. Okay, that's thank you. That's helpful.
Okay, thank you. And this was approved in October of 2012.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This job description, okay. Any other comments?
Yes,
I can't hear Janet, but I'd also like to get on. This is Serene.
Okay, Janet Kay and Spencerine.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the CFO motion that was passed, I believe, this year, giving the CFO some authority over the hiring and firing of a business manager,
That's right.
Authority.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to find it, but that, I think, number 7, that whole paragraph needs to be updated based on that.
Yeah, I agree. As soon as we find that.
In the meantime, I'll continue looking for it.
Okay.
Do you have the floor?
Yes, Serene, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm still getting online. So are we also going to be talking about placement of the ads and so forth today?
Maybe not. If anybody has recommendations, I was going to contact Alex to see if he has the list of where he placed the ads last time. And I think I could be mistaken, but I think we had because we also have to get a budget approved, by the way. I think we had a $1,500 budget or possibly a $2,000 budget, but we did post this on professional sites.
Was that for ad placement or the entire thing, including flying people in and whatever?
No, that was just for the ad placement.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so that's one change, and I remove that one line but screwed up the way that it looks. Someone else will have to play with this. But anyway, under position reports, too.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would also like to have the budget confirmed, and we could begin to propose a list of potential places for placement, which would essentially need to be vetted again based upon the amount of funds we have available and where our priority placements for this very specific kind of ad would be placed.
I agree. And I will get a list from Alex. Like I said, we had an outstanding pool of candidates last time from which to choose. I've got to say they all met most of the experiences except for perhaps the nonprofit, but in terms of accounting, they all met it. And so that was, but we posted on accounting sites that where accountants look for jobs, so, and CFOs and so forth. So I will get those, but we should advertise broadly, and then we'll determine. I would like to see the first steps, like the job description, the budget, and the salary range approved at the in-person meeting so that we can move forward and meet, you know, as soon as possible.
Madam Chair, one other question. I'm not sure where this fits on the agenda.
Uh-huh.
The placement of the ad will ultimately require that that there's language written within the scope of so many words for where the ads are being placed. Whose responsibility will that be?
Yeah, that's a good question, because Alex did that last time. I do not believe I will be able to do that at this juncture, but I will see who can.
Is it possible that he may still have that copy, or those of you who've been on this board for a significant amount of time, I think Serene and maybe Benito, may still have email from 2012
Benito and Serene weren't on the board. I was, but my whole 2012 emails all disappeared. But I will contact Alex. Hopefully he has everything. And he did develop the variety of size placements, and I could try to work with Margie, who's still volunteering at the national office, because it should be with somebody who can place it on their cards or on the foundation cards. Also, will have to be paid for and so forth. Anyway, okay, but I will definitely look into that, and I will send everything I get from Alex to the committee in the interim. Start calling him tomorrow.
Just bring it to a point of information.
Yes.
Lydia, you proposed a goal of getting the budget description, the salary line, or what it was, the salary range and the budget, is that what you said? Get those three things approved at the in-person?
Yes, we should discuss, if we're through with kind of like the wording, I would like to remain consistent with the wording first. Are there any more changes to the wording? I just saw one more thing that maybe.
I have nothing else to add, Lydia. I would just say that given the minor changes, but mainly the layout of the job description is probably the biggest thing that needs to be repaired, but
yeah.
Otherwise I'm sure that the full description will be shared with the full board at the next full meeting.
Yeah, okay. So Janet, I would like, okay, Janet?
Well, also that item number C, 7 being updated.
Yes. Were you able to find that motion or
yes,
not?
I did find it.
Can you send it to us? And
yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you. So the only other thing I would like is, so I deleted that first part of position reports too. So it now just reads position reports to CFO reports directly to the collective body of the Pacific National Board. And then I remain consistent with the bylaws language, which says in that section, and shall render to the executive and shall, now I see where it is. Repeated down below. Well, I'm going to skip that because now I lost my place.
Are you mumbling to yourself or talking to us, Lydia?
I was talking to you that I have to now look it up. I lost my place. So let's move on to the salary while I look at the bylaws language that I was thinking of.
I think that would be useful given that you possibly would want to vet the final language with this committee.
Oh, absolutely.
Before it's distributed to the full board. So
of course.
You could, I when there was some earlier discussion where the potential salary range, which is certainly needs to be in line with the current budget, that the listing for this job description would have a potential range, and my recommendation was between $100,000 and
$115,000. Yeah, DOE, depending on experience.
Yes.
Because what, and I think most of you, Janet Kay wasn't on the board at the time, but I think the rest of you were when we did, at that first meeting in 2013, interview the CFO candidates. And as you will recall, there was one that was prohibitive, one that was certainly higher than we had approved in terms of their salary minimums. But once you throw in the CPA, which it was the first time we had ever done that, I think you have to up your game on it. And by the way, John, our ED is comfortable with having a CFO who makes more money than at least his position as ED. So understanding the critical nature of requiring that kind of expertise and the foundation management. So is there anything else on that subject? Does that sound reasonable to everyone?
Yeah, I think Benito, point of information.
Go ahead.
Janice, I didn't hear the numbers. And also, Lydia, I haven't received the job description.
Benito, the number that I suggested was between $100,000 and $115,000. At the last hiring process, there was a candidate who wanted a minimum of $125,000 based on that person's very specific expertise as a certified public accountant. And you may recall that we were not in a position to afford that salary, nor do I believe we are able to afford that salary at this time. However, I am not as astute in the budget as maybe others are on this call.
Okay.
And the only thing that I can add is that if you have a CPA, you would be able to, in my opinion, it's only my opinion, you would be able to reduce the cost that we pay to our auditors who, for example, complete our 990s, which a CPA would be able to do. Even non-CPAs can actually do that as well. And perhaps streamline some of the costs that we are paying in excess of what we originally agreed to with our auditors if we have a CPA. Adriana? Adriana, go ahead.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. Give me a second.
Yeah?
Yeah, what I was saying is that maybe we would save money. I think that is something that I was thinking that we should fix in our in-person meeting. We should have a national office with a very strong and very seasoned CPA, and then we will save in all the stations, because we don't need to have business manager in all the stations. We need somebody just using the same account system that will be integrated to everybody, and then we will have all the numbers all the time at the right time. We will not have the problems that we are having now, you know, that depend on the effort or not of different stations. I think that would be very interesting that we have a really good CFO, even if it sounds a little more expensive, even if the medium grant will be cheaper for the foundation and will be better for all of us. And for the foundation, basically, because we will have the financial information every time.
Okay. Anyone else?
Madam Chair, I appreciate Adriana's comments, and I would say the potential for offering more to the CFO would come in play if there is less expense at each station for the business managers. And if, in fact, a CPA is hired, then that could essentially, with the appropriate software and station business being able to quote-unquote speak to the national office through software, would reduce the need for as experienced business managers as currently take place at the station level.
Okay. So right now what's on the floor is to have 100 to 115, depending on experience. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing no objection, that will be our recommendation to the CMB. How they take
Janet K.
Go ahead, Janet.
So, first, would anybody who's not muted please mute? And well, there you go. Great. So I found the motion. I initially sent you the original motion that I had put out there, but then Brian made a substitute motion, and that's what was approved. So I sent you in an oops email that language for the...
The approved language.
Supervisory authority of the CFO or the unit business managers. And it's not just station, it's unit business managers. Yeah. And it's much shorter than what... But I haven't had a chance to try to word something to change that item number 7.